control of Ozzy's Boneyard. Pass through the gates, tell your stories, and play your favorite hard and heavy classic rock song.
We're getting loud and crazy. The ultimate sinner on Ozzy's Boneyard.
Hey everybody, I'm Chris from Columbus, Ohio, and today I'm the ultimate sinner on Ozzy's Boneyard. I want to start my show off with one of my favorite songs from Black Sabbath, a song called Heaven and Hell. One of the most interesting things about this song to me is, you know, in the same year, 1980, two bands were able to replace their lead singers and have huge, great albums. One AC/DC, obviously. The other, Black Sabbath, coming with Dio. Dio, of course, you know, one of the best metal voices of all time, just built a story with his lyrics, working up to the finale, could carry a song from start to finish. And Black Sabbath really showed they weren't going anywhere with this album. And I think this is the best song on that album. Here it is, Heaven and Hell, Black Sabbath.
Become the next ultimate sinner. Record your voice on your smartphone. Say your name, your city, favorite hard and heavy song, and why. Email your audio to ultimatesinner@SiriusXM.com.
Only on Ozzy's Boneyard. SiriusXM.
Like what you hear? Be the next ultimate sinner. Hit record on your smartphone, give us your name, where you're from, your favorite hard and heavy song, and why. Email your audio to ultimatesinner@SiriusXM.com.
Only on Ozzy's Boneyard, SiriusXM.
That was Hangar 18 from Megadeth. It's off the Rust in Peace album. It's one of the best metal albums of all time, which is saying a lot again for Megadeth because they have so many great records. And Hangar 18 and that song, it just changes direction. So many different individual riffs on that song alone that to me make it the best of a great album already. More than some bands have in an entire, you know, career that he is able to put together in just one song. Of course, talking about Dave Mustaine. We're all pulling for you, Dave. Good luck with your diagnosis. It sounds like everything's on the up and up with your treatment. It sounds like everything's going well, and hopefully you get to see Dave on the road soon. Get well soon. I am the ultimate sinner today on Ozzy's Boneyard. The next song I'm going to play for you is off the Power Slave album, song of the same name from Iron Maiden. Iron Maiden, one of my all-time great favorite bands. Got to see him before, going to see him again this year. You can learn more about history and literature from an Iron Maiden album than you can from watching the History Channel for an entire week, maybe even a whole month. Great song lyrics, incredible music, live, tremendous over the years. One of the best live bands of any genre that you're going to see. Plus, side note, Power Slave, one of my favorite Eddies, maybe my favorite Eddie, the Mummy Eddie. So be sure to check them out. I am this summer on tour playing some tracks they haven't played in such a long time. For all the fans, let's hear Iron Maiden, Power Slave.
On the risen, a siren.
can be the next ultimate sinner. Hit record on your smartphone. Give your name, where you're from, your favorite hard and heavy song, and why. Email your audio to ultimatesinner@SiriusXM.com.
Only on Ozzy's Boneyard. SiriusXM.
next.
Ultimate Sinner.
Grab your smartphone, hit record, say your name, your city, your favorite hard and heavy song, and why. Email your audio to ultimatesinner@SiriusXM.com.
Only on Ozzy's Boneyard. SiriusXM.
What's up, everybody? My name is Chris from Columbus, Ohio, and you've been listening to me host Ultimate Sinner right here on Ozzy's Boneyard. I played you songs from Iron Maiden and Van Halen, Mean Street, off an album not well as known. Heard it right here on Ozzy's Boneyard for the first time. Great song. I want to go out with my last song from my favorite band. This is a band, the first time I heard them was in the early 90s. And my buddy's older brother had a bunch of metal albums, and we were taking turns on Sega Genesis. They popped this album in called Cowboys from Hell. Never heard it before. I skipped all my turns on the Genesis just to listen to the entire record from start to finish. Asked if they had any more. Turns out they just released Vulgar Display of Power. Listen to that from start to finish. They thought I was a maniac for listening to two albums by myself back to back. Probably would have stolen them, but his older brother was a psycho. Probably would have pummeled me, so I held off on that. But just what a great band, and really got me into even more older metal, hard rock. Opened up a whole lot of doors for me musically. Got to see him for the first time in 97. It was my first mosh pit at Ozfest 97. Got elbowed right in the mouth and chipped a tooth, so my mosh pit career was about three songs long, and then I officially retired. That was a tremendous concert, and it was the Black Sabbath Ozzy reunion. All the guys got on stage, played with Black Sabbath. There were 12 people on stage from, you know, Pantera and all the other bands that were there. It was crazy. The reason why they were doing that is Ozzy was having troubles. He got sick and completely lost his voice, was trying to make a go of it. So they made an announcement that he wasn't going to be able to go, and the place erupted. They burnt the fence down. Actually, luckily, I was by the exit. It was the fastest I've ever got out of a concert. But the good news is I hold on my ticket stub and got to see Ozzy and Black Sabbath about 2 weeks later. So got two concerts for the price of one. But when it comes to this song in particular, the one we're focusing on now, hard from start to finish, from the first note to the last note. What a great band. And this is Primal Concrete Sledge from Pantera.
I'm gonna make it.
You've just experienced the fury of this week's Ultimate Sinner. Let your voice be heard. Grab your smartphone, hit record, say your name, your city, your favorite hard and heavy song, and why. Email your audio to ultimatesinner@siriusxm.com. You can be the next
Ultimate Sinner, only on Ozzy's Boneyard.